This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, the CEO of Truth Social, where the First Amendment is practiced routinely. And after 2 years, I believe it's 2 years, Devin will correct me, of headlines predicting that Devin and Truth Social would disappear into the ether. Truth Social is now a success. How do I know this? Because Wall Street says it's a success. And Wall Street is always right. Devin, the 2 years of headlines, do you believe that they helped you in any fashion, keeping you in front of the public so that the public was eager for your success? Is that possible?
Well, John, I don't think anybody would argue that the way that Truth Social has been treated by the process where we've been trying to become a public company, merging with what's called a SPAC, a special purpose acquisition company. This is not the way the government's supposed to run. This is not the way deals are supposed to get done. But the good thing about this is that you had committed shareholders that had invested in this SPAC over 2 years ago, wanting to own a piece of Truth Social. And look, it's not been pretty. It's not been fun. It's totally inappropriate. The way that we've been treated. But the fact of the matter is, we got it done. And we've got a great base of shareholders. We have a great platform. And, you know, this is really a way for people to have their voice and have their freedom. And it's every day you see it, that whether it's, you know, TikTok algorithms, I saw a story this morning that Instagram is now curtailing political speech again. And even Twitter, for all of the fanfare, it still has these, community notes, community notes, it all depends on who's writing the notes. So it's also just a form of censorship. And we have so many people that are on our platform that have been kicked off all of those platforms. And so, you know, we are a home for free speech. And look, we're really looking to keep the internet open and make sure that if to protect your freedom of speech, the way we have to do it is we have to build it all ourselves from the ground up. And we don't rely on any of the big tech tyrant companies that, as you well remember, John, destroyed a little company called Parler, which is kind of what led me into this. I was one of the first members of Congress. I think I was the first member of Congress to use Parler. It worked. It was a great little platform, and it grew and grew and grew. And then one day after the 2020 election, Amazon, Microsoft, and others decided that they just wouldn't do business with them. So they got kicked off all the app stores. They didn't have any data centers. They didn't have anything. It's one of the most horrific stories that's never been told. How they took a billion-dollar company and destroyed it overnight with no recourse. And so that's how, you know, Truth Social came to be. We work closely with our partner, Rumble. And we're just happy now that we are finally being treated like, you know, like I kind of joked, John, that we were in a long period, probably the longest period of research and development. And finally, we get to become a true startup. But the reality is we should have been a startup with the proper financing over, you know, 2 years ago. But it took a very long time.
Let us remind people all the work that you've been doing for these 2 years. You have been in development. You actually have developed the site to have multiple faces, not just the Twitter face. Twitter is basically text. That's what it is. You can put video up on Twitter, but it eventually leads you to YouTube. You work with Rumble. How does that work, Devin?
Well, what we do is our video, a lot of our video comes from, we work with Rumble to develop that. We also use Rumble's cloud. And Rumble has now, we were actually the first customer of Rumble to use their cloud. And now they actually just launched a full-blown cloud-based system for anyone to now to use it. So instead of having to use Amazon Web Services, you can actually use the Rumble Cloud. So we've had a great working relationship. You know, we were, like I said, we were the first ones to use the Rumble Cloud. And I think we proved that that it could work. You know, nobody thought, and still to this day, they don't, they, you know, nobody understands how is it that we are doing this? How have we created what we've been able to create? Because every other startup that's out there, what do? They run to Amazon Web Services, Microsoft, et cetera, the same old people, and they pay them a lot of money in order to launch their company. And we're not doing that. We're working directly with Rumble. And I would say the other advantage we have, there's been a lot of fanfare about Reddit this past week. They went public. Well, you know, we've developed, and it's still in beta testing, but it's everybody has it if you have the True Social app. We call it groups. So not only do you have a kind of the typical feed where we try to take the best of Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and put it into our platform, but we also have something called groups, and they're very active. People are very active in groups. So if you're somebody who likes Reddit, so say, for example, I have a little wine group. So as you know, John, I hobby in wine and produce my own wine, and it's a lot of fun. And I started a little wine group on there. And so people go on there, put funny wine videos up, or they put the wine that they had last night, or they ask questions. So it's just another product line that we're developing, which is this group function that, you know, I think over the course of the next year is going to just continue to improve. And so, like I said, we try to take the best of all the platforms, including Reddit, and put it into one. And then we're going to continue to, our goal is to keep the internet wide open so that everyone can use it, and you're not going to be censored because of your political beliefs. And that goes for any, we're looking for any and all technology that people need to make sure that they can practice freedom of speech. So we continue to develop, we're testing now, having a TV inside of our app, which is pretty cool. It's a lot of people are actually using it that are part of our beta testers. There's been a few stories about it. So, you know, soon we will have kind of the equivalent of all the best social media, plus we will have TV, so that let's say that a TV station gets canceled, we will be able to put them up on True Social eventually.
And what about TikTok, Devin? Do you have something that's like TikTok? It's a mystery to me. But TikTok is now much in the news, and all I've ever known is that young people like it because they can watch kittens. Do you have something like that, that you can watch kittens? I don't know.
Well, the one thing that we don't do, that both Instagram and TikTok do, because Instagram, to me, Instagram and TikTok are similar, in that they're video, kind of short form, to long form video. And hey, I'll give it to both, Instagram and TikTok. They have really good technology in terms of being able to quickly load video and spread it throughout the world. It's top notch. And, you know, and we are, you know, our goal every day is to get better so that, you know, our video, we hope eventually you'll be able to upload as quickly as possible, or as quick as you can on say a TikTok. Now, the difference is, and this is where it, as you know, I'm sure you've probably talked a lot about this, but is what do you do when TikTok, that's owned by the Chinese, and they decide that they're going to create an algorithm that just feeds in kind of garbage into people's minds? And that's I think the long-term concern about both whenever you use an algorithm, what happens ultimately, you know, where you start to basically put in the propaganda that you want to put in, but to try to change people's belief systems. And that's where it becomes very dangerous. We are very careful. We've been beta testing a, what we call For You feed. And that's where we're trying to just find content on True Social that we think you might like. But it becomes very dangerous if you are, you know, for example, pushing, you know, Chinese Communist Party propaganda, or like we know that at least is reported this morning, Instagram is doing, which is suppressing conservative videos.
One more detail about True Social and where it is right now. It's in the news because of the markets, and the markets will decide its future. But you've been growing it very quietly outside of the apparent editorial imaginations of some major publications. For example, CNN in November 2023, that's not very long ago, ran a headline saying, "Substantial doubt Trump's True Social will survive, accountants warn." And New York Magazine ran this headline also in November of 23, not very long ago. "Trump's True Social's an unmitigated failure." And this one I like from Slate Magazine. "True Social's harsh truth." And the subheadline, "Donald Trump's Twitter alternative is flailing. If it tanks, where will he post?" Devin, have you received get well cards from all three of those outlets?
Well, John, a lot of that is actually, it's funny, that was just recently. And the sad part about that was, you want to talk about distortion and disinformation. Those stories all came out at a time when, after we were held up, not by ourselves, it wasn't us. We were being held up by the United States government. And it should have never happened the way that it happened. And those stories came out at the exact same time that we had announced that, hey, we have a new merger agreement in place, and now we're going to go out and get this deal done. So at the very time we were saying we're going to go get the deal done, the fake news media just tried to destroy us. And they put out false narratives there when the only true story was is that we had gotten through a long process that finally we were able to get this this deal back going in the right direction after floundering for 2 years at the behest of the U.S. government. And then the fake news comes out and just tries to destroy us when it was just completely, the story was opposite, John. The story, those headlines that you just read, they knew that the story was opposite. The reason that they had all that information is because we had filed a new merger agreement for the whole public to see, which meant that what are they doing? They're trying to get the deal done. And so look, I guess at the end of the day, what's the old, it's good to have it done, but what's the old saying? Where do you get your reputation back?
Yeah.
And that's the challenge for anybody who gets attacked by the fake news media. Now, look, the good thing is that you can't fight success. I mean, Donald Trump was booted from every single platform. Myself, many others were shadow banned or outright just kicked off. And the reality is the proof is in the results. And that is, despite Trump not being on a lot of these platforms for a long time, Donald Trump crushed in the Republican primary. And nobody thought it was possible. Nobody thought, because everybody thinks, oh, well, you have to be able to use Twitter. You have to be able to use Facebook. You have to be able to use YouTube. Well, in fact, we have proven that you actually don't have to do that. You can use True Social in places like Rumble and get your message out. So much so that it was the most dominant primary win in modern Republican Party politics.
Devin Nunes is the CEO of True Social that apparently has lived beyond the grave. He is also the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We're going to turn to politics. I hear there's a presidential election underway. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.